Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, that's the one I picked. I knew it would come to me. Good evening. Welcome. You're just in time, Fonz. Welcome. Good old Bob's been here, and Bob's been joins us. Welcome to Eerie House Radio. I'm Dale Kay from Spook Show. Here along with...
Dave Binkley from Weirdness Really Bad Movie, and of course we have with us the Divine.
Oh, thank you so much. Here to help you stop springing ahead because we have to fall back. This is CW. Greetings.
Yeah,
indeed. Well said.
When you said Divine, I thought, do I have to change my rating? Never mind.
Oh, wow.
No. A much classier act. We got CW with us today. Hey, and we got the time change coming up later on this evening. We'll probably be all snuggled away asleep, maybe.
I get up at 2 a.m. and change it like you're supposed to. Of course, I'm up at 2 a.m. to go to the bathroom anyway, so you might as well.
Yeah. if one of my many stops happens to be at 2 a.m., I'll do the same thing. But, go with the flow, literally. Go with the flow, Max. So in any event, TMI night, which is an anagram of time, and we're changing time, and we got two tales about time.
Absolutely. Have a fun one and, not so fun one. How's that?
Yeah, a suspenseful one. That's right. We got Life of Riley. Good to see Riley back in the realm. Hopefully we'll get to hear from Digger. And Arch Obler plays a story called Big Ben.
Yes. And not what you think it is. But interesting tale from
is that another one from
a later era than
the
you
rating
think.
For? Sorry.
No.
I'm in the wrong place.
As we often are.
I've noticed that.
I'm such a naughty boy.
Oh, my. No. Did I dial the right number tonight? No, you're...
Yep. I'm wondering how everybody feels about the time change. Dave and I were talking about it a little bit on the show yesterday. He's all for abolishing it. I can go either way. It's just another thing to me. But how do you feel? Everybody feels differently about it. Some strongly, some not so much.
Well, I look at it this way. The world turns, and if it's fall back, so be it. But I'm six of one, half a dozen of the other about it, to be perfectly honest.
I'm with you. As long as everybody agrees what time it is, I want to get to work on time, okay? I'm one of those people, I have to be at work on time. In fact, I get to work early.
Okay, but what reason is there for it? Okay, people say, well, then we have more light in the morning for the kids to go to school. Yeah, but then it's dark by the time they get out of school. So stop messing with time. Stop messing with time.
I think it's
historically, there are more heart attacks in the 2 weeks after a time change than there are in any other 2 weeks of the year. It wreaks havoc on our bodies because you're resetting your body clock. And the older you get, the tougher it is to reset that clock.
Wreaking havoc on one's own body. I have no experience with that.
I did not say that. Not like that.
Oh, okay. No, but I get what you're saying. I said on one's own.
Okay.
Gotcha. We got high highs and virtual high highs from Fogsbane, and good old Bob, you're right. The fun now truly begins. Cool. For your Saturday evening.
Ah, sounds tasty. Loving the life of Riley. Ooh.
Yeah, that's a great place to start. We were thinking about it.
Yeah, so much fun with that show. And William Bendix, he did have some serious roles, especially movies prior up to it. Then he had some more like comedic roles. His body is built more for comedy than it is for drama, but he got some dramatic roles every once in a while. And as far down as 58? Yeah, he very, very well adept at both. But for Life of Riley, he was absolutely perfect for that. He and John Brown together, John Brown playing not only his next door neighbor Gillis, but also Digley O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
In my view, he could have had his own show. Digger could have had his own show.
He was very effective. Very effective in the moments that he had on Life of Riley. What's funny is he's the one who really kind of turned Riley around to thinking, because it was always thinking about himself, but then he'd get it to turn around to think about others, Digger O'Dell would. So being the good friend that he is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, Digger O'Dell had that really down-to-earth philosophy.
Yes.
So you really dug him, did you?
Oh, yeah. He was the real salt of the earth.
Eventually, yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. And with that being said, might as well get started. In this episode, Riley installs a time clock.
Ooh. This is episode number 309 and comes to us from March 16th of 1950.
Hey, Riley.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Tab Blue Ribbon.
What else?
Me too.
That's what I was waiting for.
Tab Blue Ribbon beer. What did you have? Tab Blue Ribbon. Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Ever since production was stepped up at the aircraft plant where Riley works, he's been on the swing shift, 4 o'clock to midnight. But far from upsetting him, this drastic change in his daily routine has made Riley a much happier man. His co-worker, Gillis, however, seems to hold a contrary opinion.
Nah, I don't like this here nightlike.
What's wrong with it, Gillis?
Nah, I don't like this coming home like this, 12 o'clock at night like this.
Yeah, it's better than coming home 6. When I was on a day shift, I came home around 6. My junior would meet me on the front lawn, $3 for a basketball. I walk up the path, there's beds on the porch, $6 for a new dress. I open a door, go in the hall, there's my missus standing guard, $8 for a pair of shoes. Getting into my house every night was like going over 3 toll bridges. By the time I sit down at the table, my pockets would be cleaned out. But this way, they haven't bothered me for money for the last 3 weeks.
Boy, you must be loaded.
Well, there's one catch. While I'm asleep, they clean my pockets. But it's more peaceful this way.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm a guy who likes to see my family every day.
Since when are you such a big family man?
Well, I don't like the idea. I'm waking till all hours. Who knows where my wife is running around?
Oh, so that's it. Look, Gillis, I've seen your wife. If she ever starts running, give her some track shoes. Huh?
Well, it ain't only Honeybee, my kid Egg White, too. A father should be around to check up on his family. I seen a picture on television last week. Believe me, every father should see it. It was called Today's Children.
There's a new picture?
It was made in 1921.
Well, that's new for television.
In this here picture, the young husband was C. Aubrey Smith. He works nights while his wife, she's played by Sarah Bernhardt, she runs around to poker parties. And the daughter, a beautiful girl, only 17, she's played by Clara Kimball Young. She hangs around dance halls and nightclubs till all hours. And the young kid, an 8-year-old boy, he's played by Humphrey Bogart. He's neglected. He don't study, gets in bad company, goes around holding up banks, winds up in reform school. What a picture.
Well, how does it end?
I don't know. My 6-year-old nephew come in, made me switch to Fay Emerson.
Peg. Peg. Oh, she's sound asleep. I won't put the light on. Oh, I'm tired. Where's my pajamas? Oh, here. Hey, something's wrong here. How come the sleeves are so long? Oh, these are the bottoms. Oh, oh, it'd be good to get into a nice, warm bed. Oh, this bed's cold. Oh, well, I'll have to use Peg's feet again. Hey, where'd she put her feet? What's going on here? Holy smoke, her head's gone, too. Peg! Peg! Where can she be at this hour of the night? I hope nothing's happened. Babs! Sound asleep. I hate to wake her up, but I'm worried. She ain't here neither. Junior, wake up! He's out, too. 12 o'clock, nobody's home. Running around till all hours of the night.
Oh, you're home, dear.
Yeah, but you ain't. Where are you? I mean, where were you, Peg?
Well, I was over... What's the matter?
Do you know what time it is?
Just a little after 12.
I trust you with my 2 children. Here it is midnight, and they ain't home yet.
They're not.
No.
Well, they said they'd be home early.
Do you mean to say you don't even know where they went?
Of course I do. If you'd listen a minute...
Oh, hi.
Oh, so here you are. Where were you?
Pop, I
don't
was...
lie.
Pop,
I want the truth.
Well, for heaven's sake, will you stop carrying on? What's the matter with you?
Just because I'm working the night shift, I ain't going to have my family turn into the kind of a family where they're out till all hours playing poker.
I was at a PTA meeting.
Playing poker at a PTA meeting. And my son goes around robbing banks.
I was with the Boy Scouts.
I don't care who helped you. And heaven only knows what dance hall Babs is at.
What? Babs is studying at the library. What's gotten into you?
See, I couldn't help it if I was late. The bus broke down.
Oh, just because the kids are a little late,
now,
you don't...
Shh. What's that?
What?
That shadow on the blind. Somebody's on the porch. Maybe it's a burglar trying to break in.
Oh, don't be silly.
Now, there's 2 shadows.
It's probably Babs and Bert Roberts. He always drives her home from the library.
Now, there's only 1 shadow. Now, there's 2 shadows.
Never mind that.
Now, there's 1 shadow again. What do they do? I'll murder him!
Just one more, darling.
All right.
So, this is what you study in the library. Smooching, eh?
Daddy!
Oh, good evening, Mr. Riley. Yeah. Well, so long, Babs. I better run.
Yeah, you better, and fast.
Good night, Babs.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself, Miss Clara Kimball Young?
Who's she? Honestly, Mother, can't a fellow bring me home one night without Daddy making a scene? Coming out on the porch like that in his pajamas and bare feet.
So what? You'd think I had 12 toes. You got your nerve criticizing me after the way you acted.
What did I do?
Do you know what time it is? Where were you?
In the library.
Till this hour?
Till 10:30. Then a gang of us went in for a soda, and then Bert drove me home. It takes an hour to drive home.
Never mind that. What happens when you get home? I seen you on the porch.
Oh, will you stop picking on her?
All right, but you ain't heard the last of this. Now go to bed, both of you kids. I want to talk to your mother.
Good night, Mother.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, dear.
Fine pair of kids I got. They don't even say good night to me.
Well, what did you expect?
Did you see the way she kissed him on the porch?
Well, what's the harm in a good night kiss? But she's known Bert for 3 years.
I've known you for 20 years, and I never kissed you like that.
Well, it's about time you started.
Peg, I'm asking you for the last time. Are you going to cooperate with me?
Not if you act ridiculous. I told you before, I trust my children.
Well, I trust them, too. All I want you to do is write down on a piece of paper what time they leave the house, what time they come back. So that when I get home from work, I'll know what's going on.
I never heard of such an idiotic idea.
Idiotic, is it? Well, for your information, this is the very same system Warden Magruder of Sing Sing used to check up on his trustees.
This is a home. This isn't a prison. I won't treat my children like that. They're
They're good kids.
And I want to keep them that way. They got to be watched day and night. Now, are you going to help me? I'm asking you.
I don't even want to discuss it.
Peg, I'm asking you for the last time.
No.
Suppose I order you.
Just try it.
I'm asking you for the last time.
No, no, no.
Okay, then, you're forcing me to take matters into my own hands.
What have you got in that box?
You'll see. If you don't want to help me, I'll have to do it my own way. As soon as I get this thing open here.
Mother, are you ready? We're going.
Oh, I'll be right with you.
Hurry up, Mom.
Now, just a minute. You wait till I get this open.
What's in it?
You'll see. I told you I'd find a way to check up on you. Well, this is it. There.
A time clock. A time clock.
What for?
To punch every time you go out or in. Now, you see, I got cards for you already. Now, there's yours, Junior, number 6389. Here's yours, Babs.
Well, this is the limit. You can't really mean it.
But you're kidding, Daddy.
You'll see if I'm kidding. That's going to stay right here in the hall near the door. And when they go in or out...
You spent good money.
Didn't cost me a cent. They put in a new one at the plant and they threw this one away. So I took it and fixed it up. Smart, huh?
Smart. I think you're out of your mind.
Now, Peg, you've got no right saying things like that about me in front of the kids.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But we don't mind.
Who asked you? Now, you watch me, both of you kids, and I'll show you how this works.
If you think I'm going to punch a time clock, Daddy...
You punch that clock or you won't get out of the house nights. No more dates if I have to put a master padlock on the door.
Mother!
Oh, this is ridiculous.
This is final. I have made up my head.
Mom, we'll be late for the show. Let's go.
You don't leave till you punch out on this clock.
I won't do it. It's humiliating.
Oh, go on and punch it, Dad. Let your father have his way. We'll talk about this later.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, here's your card, Babs. Now you, Junior. Now you, Peg.
Me! You expect
right,
me to...
Well, on second thought, you don't have to. You're really an executive.
Listen, I've got a date with Bert tonight. Will you do me a big favor?
That depends. What is it?
Well, I may be a little late, and I don't want to have another scene with Daddy. So will you punch in for me?
Oh, gee, Babs, I don't know.
Oh, please, Junior. I'll do you a favor someday.
Will you punch in for me tomorrow night?
Certainly.
Then it's a deal.
Oh, you're a darling.
Well, I guess it's okay.
Of course. What's the harm?
Well, I don't like tricking Pop like this.
Oh, what's so terrible? Doesn't he always brag how he and Mr. Gillis pull the same trick at their plant?
Hey, that's right. I'll do it. What's good enough for my father is good enough for me.
Oh, is that you, Riley?
No, it's me, Mother.
Oh, hello, Babsy. Did you have a good time?
Oh, wonderful. Isn't Daddy home yet?
No, but he ought to be here any minute, though. You better punch that clock and get to bed.
Oh, I already punched in.
What? Well, how could you? You just got in.
Oh, well, I mean,
Babsy, what have you been up to?
Don't tell Daddy, but I got Junior to punch in for me at 9:30.
Oh, Babsy, you didn't. How could you? Well, you know you shouldn't trick your father like that.
Oh, I think I hear Daddy.
Well, you better get to bed.
All right. Good night.
Good night, dear.
And, Peg, you still up?
Yes. I was waiting for you. Well, you might say hello to me.
No, wait a minute. I want to check these time cards. Yeah.
Riley, you're getting just impossible. All you can think about that time clock.
Well, I know my duty as a father. Let's see now, number 6739. Who's that? Oh, that's Junior. Punched in at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Good. Number 4828, who's that? Well, that must be Babs.
Riley.
Punched in at 9:30. Well, That's more like it. There, you see, it's working like a charm. If Babs didn't have to punch in, she'd probably be out with that Bert Roberts till 12 o'clock. Oh, you got to hand it to me, Peg.
Don't
sure. Sure put one over on the kids, didn't I? Huh?
Yeah, you put one over, all right.
Old man's still pretty smart.
Very smart. I don't think there's another father in the whole world who could think of an idea like this.
Now you're talking.
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. But now, here's an important question.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You know, that's going to be a mighty timely question tomorrow, because it just happens that tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
The top of the evening to Burke and O'Day.
To Ryan, O'Brien, O'Kelly, and Jay. To Doyle, Hoyle, and Foyle. To Flynn and Fitzgibbon.
Cheers to you all. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Here's the luck of the Irish to Farley and Feeney, to Bannick and Flanagan, Murphy and Sweeney, to Dugan, good health, to Coogan, good cheer.
Drink and go blind, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. Well, now, friends, I'm going to ask Joe Howard, our trombonist, to help us make the three-way experts test here. Joe, will you take this bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon and pour out a glass full?
Sure, Harry. I got a feeling I'm going to like this test.
Uh-huh. There we are. Now, here we go. Test number one. Just look at that beer, Joe. Look at it. Notice that clear color,
mm-hmm.
That creamy head.
It sure looks good.
Yeah. Now, test number two. Sniff. Go ahead, sniff. Get a whiff of that fragrant Pabst Blue Ribbon blend.
That's swell. Hey, how much longer do I wait?
Wait? Oh, we're coming to that, my friend. Now, here's test number three. Taste it. Taste that smoother, smoother, smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Ah, that's what I call beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. And from now on, Joe, you know the answer when anybody asks you, what'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I got it.
And why not get a Pabst Blue Ribbon right now?
Good old PBR.
We'll wait.
Ah, yes. Very fashionable with the hipsters of today, PBR.
Yeah.
As well as the microbrewery varieties. But, yeah, PBR has had a comeback.
Yes. Wasn't it discontinued for a while, then it came back?
Yes. I think it's always been around, but just had less of a market. But now it's more back to its heyday, where it's available essentially everywhere.
I couldn't believe our local grocery store still has Hamm's beer, H-A-M-M-S, Hamm.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been around a long time.
One,
yeah.
We've got one Acme around here there's a variety of Acme stores, but only one up in Cuyahoga Falls that sells the Blatz beer. That I enjoyed very much during my college days.
And I think Black Label's still around, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What about Rheingold beer?
I don't know. Rheingold? That I haven't seen. That
I don't know that,
seen.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Well, here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special.
Sorry.
Or to quote the Ghostbusters, it's Miller time.
Yeah, Miller time, and there was weekends were made for Michelob, and they dropped that because people wouldn't drink it during the week or something. I don't know. I think that's why they kind of dropped it. You kind of suggested it's only for weekends, but
every
no.
day is the weekend.
That's right.
I love Riley's approach. Put in the time clock, make the family numbers accountable. And, of course, they're learning how to cheat the clock.
Right.
Which just goes to show everything old is new again. Case in point, if you want to be retro, Riley forced his family to clock in and clock out on a time clock in the Brady Bunch.
Father Brady put in a payphone to make the kids stay off the phone so much.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Almost the same
that,
gag,
but
modernized. Very good.
And I'm sure someone's probably recycled that to where you only get X amount of time on the internet on some show out there. So it just keeps getting recycled.
Well, I don't know if this will qualify, but at our house, they, you know, there's a coin slot that they have to fill at the dinner table.
You have your own personal auto bet?
Do you have to tip the server, too?
Absolutely. You want to be invited tomorrow, don't you?
I'm not coming to your dinner table. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. We'll
meet at a restaurant.
Guests don't get that treatment, just children.
Oh.
Just our own kids. I'm doing this for their future, for their benefit, so when they write the book after I'm dead.
What, so they
know,
never come home?
Make a lot of money.
I'm eating at Johnny's house. I can't afford to eat at home tonight.
Yeah, he charges less. My dad's a ripoff. See? It's a life lesson you learn there, kid.
Yep.
Go ahead and eat it, Aldi's. Go ahead.
I hear that's quite a fine cuisine at Sheetz. Yes.
At Sheetz.
Oh, yes, there it is.
Don't laugh. My son says it's a good place to eat. And then one of my volunteers came and said, hey, have you ever had this food at Sheetz? So, you know, hey. All individually prepared for you.
I'll have to try it.
Prepared for you.
Is that a restaurant in your vicinity? Sheetz is a gas station.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's more than just a gas station. It's an event. Yes.
It's fine cuisine in the rural parts of Ohio.
It's a convenience store.
Yeah.
It's a convenience store. It's a restaurant. It's a gas station. It's a. It's everything but a time clock. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. For that high octane cuisine. Okay.
There you go.
They should be calling you for advertising hints.
Yes, and if I do ever come through that area and see high-octane cuisine on there, I'm booting up the law firm lawsuit. That's a copy written, by the way, if anyone from that gas station is listening.
Yes.
Yep.
Good old Bob wants to know if they still want to make Lone Star beer. Don't know that one.
He also
ponders, did the phrase living the life of Riley come before or after this show?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
I don't know that I'd heard it ever used before the show, but it doesn't basically mean life of Riley mean you just kind of.
Yeah, it could be that the show is named after the expression, possibly.
It could be. I'm not real familiar with it as that.
Yeah, despite his efforts to keep climbing the social ladder, he doesn't realize he's already living the life of Riley because they put up with him. And so let's continue as Riley installs that time clock. Now let's see how that blows up in his face as we wrap up tonight's episode.
And now, back to the life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley, with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Oh, Riley, why don't you give up this time clock nonsense?
Why, just when it's working so smooth.
Smooth, huh?
Why, sure.
How do you know the children aren't punching in and out for each other?
What? Peg, you've got an evil mind. They never do a thing like that, not my kids. Why, that's dishonest. Oh, those kids may be a little wild, but when it comes to honesty, they take after me.
I
And they better not let me catch him. Hey, I got to go to work.
Now, wait. You think you could get off a little earlier tonight?
Impossible.
Well, the Durkins are giving an anniversary party, and I'd love to go. Try and get off.
It's out of the question, Peg. They couldn't spare me. I'm the key man on the swing shift. You go yourself.
No, I don't want to go alone. Oh, I'll stay home.
Well, I'm sorry, honey, but the job comes first. You know I'd do it for you, Dumplin', if I could. But...
Oh, all right.
Oh, come on, cheer up. I'll make it up to you. I know what. We'll have a little party of our own. Now, you wait up for me tonight, and when I get home, I'll let you make me some ham and eggs, huh?
You're so thoughtful.
Bye.
Hey, Riley, come in.
Now, wait a minute, Gil. Got to punch in.
Don't bother.
Hmm? Where?
Didn't you see the notice?
Yeah.
You switched back to the day shift.
No kidding.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, we don't have to go to work till tomorrow morning.
Then we can go home, huh?
Home?
Yeah.
What for? We ain't sick.
Well, Peg wants to go to the Durkin party.
Yeah, so does my wife. What do you want to go to the Durkins for? A lot of married people.
No, I'm going home.
Don't be a chump. A chance like this comes once in a lifetime. We got a whole night ahead of us with a perfect alibi. The wives think we're waiting. Let's celebrate. Henry Stefanati and a whole gang of us are going to that new nightclub just opened. The Follies Bergier.
Yeah? No, nightclubs ain't for me.
Come on. They tell me there's a little French girl from Mexico who does an Egyptian dance.
Yeah? No, I don't care for that stuff.
And they got a chorus does the can-can. Viva la France.
Yeah? No, that's for bachelors.
But the big feature is a dame by the name Mamselle Gertie. She plays a game with the audience called Gittin' Gertie's Garter. She throws garters in the audience, and if you catch one, they pick up your check.
Yes. No, I'm going home to Peg. That stuff ain't for me. No.
Come on, be a sport. You don't want to look, you don't have to. You can eat a chicken sandwich.
Well, I am hungry. Okay, I'll go. Great show, Henry.
Sensational. Hey, Riley, yeah. Are you going to eat your chicken sandwich?
What chicken sandwich? Oh, yeah. What a show, huh, Henry?
Yeah. That's the kind of show I like, you know, lively.
Yeah, lively. You could wake up the dead.
That I would like to see.
Taker, it's you.
It is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Well, what are you doing here in a nightclub, Digger? You here alone?
Oh, no. I came with a large body. A group of my colleagues. The Forest Lawn Night Owl Club. We're so gay. Every now and then we go on a tear and paint the town black.
That's a great show, huh, Digger? I bet it's making your friends sit up and take notice.
This show would even make my customers sit up and take notice. But tell me, Riley, what are you doing here at this hour? Aren't you on the swing shift?
Yeah, well, I was until tonight. Oh, hey, don't tell Peg you saw me here, would you, Digger?
Oh, so that's it. You naughty boy.
Why don't you tell her?
Oh, trust me. I won't breathe it to a living soul.
Hey, look, I think they're going to start that garter stunt now, huh?
Oh, my. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
We'll wake the whole neighborhood.
Oh, we sure had a great time.
Yeah, you bet. Ain't you glad you come along?
Yeah, I had... Well, I really only dropped in for a bite to eat.
Hey, what's that in your pocket there?
Oh, this? It's a chicken sandwich.
Oh, you're a lucky dog. The whole evening didn't even cost you a cent.
No.
Boy, you should have seen the way you blushed when Grady snapped the garter over your head.
I wasn't blushing. I was choking. The blood was rushing to my face.
Hey, let me see that garter again.
Yeah, here.
Oh, boy. Pink silk with rosebuds. Look, it's even got Grady embroidered on it. Yeah. Hey, give it to me, will you?
No, don't give it back. I want it. Come on, hand it over.
All right, here.
Oh, we're home. Well, good night, Gillis.
Yeah, night, Riley. See you in the morning.
Yep. Oh, hey. What are you doing up?
You told me to wait up for you.
Yeah. I did, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Where were you?
Whatever. Working. Where else?
Till 2 o'clock? Your shift's over at 12.
Yeah, well, the fact is, we had a little trouble. One of the machines, you see.
What kind of trouble?
Well, you see, Peg, we... Peg, why are you so suspicious?
I asked you a simple question. What happened to the machine?
Well, you see, this machine, it's got to go at a certain speed. It's very slow. It makes a noise like brackety, brackety, brack. And then all of a sudden, I notice it's going too fast. It's going da-da-da-da-da-da. The gears. I had to fix it. It took me hours. I'm sorry I was so late. You don't have to make me any eggs.
Don't worry. I don't intend to. Let's go to bed.
All right. Where's my pajamas?
On the bed.
Did the kids get in early?
Yes.
Did they punch the clock?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Well, gee, why are you so mad at me? Is it my fault I had to work late tonight? I never had a night like I had tonight.
I'm sorry, dear. I didn't mean to snap. I've got a headache. Here's a kiss.
Well, as long as you apologize.
Oh, I wish you didn't have to work so hard. But you must have had a terrible night.
Oh, I don't mind. I can take it.
Oh, I wish you'd get back on that day shift.
Yeah.
Oh, now look.
What's wrong?
Oh, my garter. They're made with such cheap material, they're always breaking in half. And always just one of them, never both. But I still have to buy a new pair.
No, you don't. Here, I got a garter you can use. No! Give it back! I didn't mean that.
Where did you get this garter?
Garter? Where did that come from?
You just gave it to me.
What? Oh, the garter. Well.
Who is Gertie?
Well, she's...
Compliments of the Folie Bergère. So that's where you were until 2 o'clock. You tell me to wait up for you, and then after work, you go to a nightclub.
No, I went before work. You see, I mean...
Before work? Then you didn't work tonight.
Well, you see, the fact is that... Okay. I ain't the kind of a husband lies to his wife. I'll tell you the truth. When I got to the plant, I found out I was switched to the day shift, and the boys were all going out to this nightclub to celebrate, and I figured I didn't have nothing better to do, so...
Nothing better to do? You knew I wanted to go to the Durkin party.
Well, yeah, but...
You leave me sitting at home looking at the four walls while you go out with a bunch of roughnecks, and then you come home and deliberately lie to me. You're the one who won't trust his children. You make them punch time clocks. Well, you're the one who can't be trusted.
No, I was wrong about the kids, and you were right. I'll trust them from now on. In a family, everybody should trust each other. They don't have to push the clock no more. I'll throw it out right now.
That time clock stays right where it is.
But, honey, you're right. The kids don't have to punch no more.
They won't. But from now on, you're going to punch it.
I'm home, Peg.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment, but right now...
Oh, it's famous, not just here at home, but from Timbuktu to far off Nome.
From the Virgin Isles to the Straits of Dover, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon the whole world over. That is a fact, folks. There's more Pabst Blue Ribbon exported to foreign lands than any other American beer. It's the beer with the flavor the whole world knows. Why, they tell me you'll even find it on an oasis in the deserts of Arabia.
in the desert heat. An oasis can't be beat. Yes, those Arab sheiks agree, it's a cooling sight to see.
But better than the best oasis, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon in cases.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, million favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Yes, sir, wherever you travel, to the far corners of the world or right here in the good old USA, you'll find folks enjoying that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Remember, the quality that has carried Pabst Blue Ribbon around the world is yours for the asking. The next time the waiter asks you, what'll you have, tell him you want the world's number one favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere.
Peg, I told you over and over it was just a harmless evening. So what if I went out with the boys? Is that a crime?
I don't care about that. It's lying to me. I can't.
Well, it'll never happen again. You'll know when I go and when I come. I'll punch that time clock regular.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I threw that idiotic clock in the incinerator this morning.
You threw it away?
Of course. You don't think I'm going to have my husband punch a time clock in his own home?
Then you trust me. After all the nutty things I've done, you still trust me?
Yes, I trust you.
Now I know why we make such a nice couple. You're even nuttier than I am.
Hey, Riley. Huh? Riley, look here what I have.
What?
A time clock for you.
Oh, no, not after all I've been through with time clocks.
Well, now, just a second, Riley. This time clock is different. Yeah. Look, at night, when you punch it, here's how it goes.
How? Yeah, I get it. What do you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Oh, hey, that time clock really knows the score.
That's it. The finest beer served anywhere always scores a hit. So what do you have, Riley?
Pabst Blue Ribbon and nothing else but...
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, million flavor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What do you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. This is Harry Von Zell saying, hope we can see you next week.
Stay tuned for Bill Stern and the sports next over many NBC stations.
Okay, I will.
Hey, got to wait for the tones.
There we go. Now they'll let us talk, maybe.
Seal of approval.
I dug up a little on the good old Lone Star beer that good old Bob was asking about. It wasn't until 1940 that Peter Creel from Munich created the formula for the beer, actually be called Lone Star. In 49, it went public. By 1960, it had 651 employees. By 65, annual sales exceeded 1 million barrels. Olympia Brewing Company of Washington bought Lone Star in 76, changed hands again in 1983 when Wisconsin's G. Heilman's bought Olympia. Detroit-based Stroh Brewery then bought Heilman and closed San Antonio Brewery in 1976, moving beer production to Longview, Texas. And then Milwaukee-based Pabst bought most of Stroh's brands, including Lone Star, in 1999 and began brewing Lone Star in San Antonio Pearl Brewery to great fanfare. In 2000, Pearl Brewery closed because it was outdated. Aww. And was then too expensive to continue to operate. And it was Lone Star was currently contracted out to non-Pabst breweries, example, Miller Brewing Company in Fort Worth. So, there indeed, it is still being brewed.
There you go. Let's get some now. Let's get some now.
We'll wait.
We'll wait. We'll wait for you to come back.
Yeah.
Come back, Lone Star. Come back.
Yeah. Like Shane.
Oh, there you go.
Come back.
This show can be so educational. It can be.
Yep.
Yes, this is the Erie House search engine. Forget Google. You have Erie House.
There you go.
All you do is All you do have to do is but to ask. Yes.
We are a multi-service platform.
There you are. Speaking of which, if you look in the chat, you'll find information as to the term Life of Riley. It originated from a song from the 1880s called Is That Mr. Riley? And also, it was noted in print in a 1910 New Jersey newspaper saying such and such person is living the life of Riley, basically meaning carefree, free spirit, or pretty much kind of a riding the rails sort of reprobate sort of person, just, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, there you go. And I put the websites, I found that, in the chat.
Yeah, thanks for putting that in there.
Yes. Again, edumacated here by Erie House Radio.
Just another day in my journey to become less stupid.
Oh, my. I got a long way to go.
Provided humbly by your PhD, Fulbright and Rogue scholar, me.
Good. I did not know you were lettered. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'm all kinds of letters. M-O-U-S-E, C-I-A, F-B-I.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But we do have yet one more radio show to go.
Yeah, a whole lot of radio. One more program left. This one is from Arch Obler's Plays. Oh yeah, this is the one Dave referred to earlier. It's not going to be exactly what you think.
Nope.
Called Big Ben.
Yeah, a whole little fun little history of, Arch Obler left Lights Out a couple of times, but it ran on NBC. Arch Obler Plays ran on NBC as Arch Obler Plays from March 25th, 1939 through March 23rd, 1940. It then was revived 5 years later on Mutual as a sustaining program, which means they couldn't get a sponsor. It ran from April 5th, 1945 to October 11th, 1945. Kind of a extended summer run type there. Then, in 1964, it came back as a syndicated series for 13 episodes. And actually, they were mostly reacted of the old stories, but a few were original. And this is one of the original stories from the 1964 13-episode run. So, there we go.
And do we have an exact date of this broadcast?
We do. This was, Big Ben was the seventh episode of the 1964 syndicated series, and it comes to us from November 14th of 1964.
And now back to Arch Obler's play, Big Ben. A child lies on a table.
But we won't hear that until part two.
Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the unusual.
This is Arch Obler. I wrote the play you're about to hear while I was in Africa, and there isn't a gorilla or a crocodile or a leaping lion in it. But I think my typewriter and I can promise you a suspenseful time.
And now to Africa and Arch Obler's play, Big Ben.
No, blasted bootlace. Anne, I say Anne.
Yes, Jeff.
Infernal bootlace, I just broke it. Do you happen to know if there's another one in the house?
I'm sorry, Jeff, but I'm sure there isn't. Put a knot in the old one.
Not. Infernal country. Nothing stays together. Nothing. Come to Africa and make your fortune. Come to Africa and lose your mind. That's what. I don't know
why. Were you able to fix the lace here?
Yes, I fixed it. Now where's my tobacco pouch? And what is so humorous all of a sudden?
Oh, you are, my darling.
Hmm?
This is your I Hate Africa week.
You celebrate it twice a year, you know.
Well, I say, now, that's because a man expresses an opinion. No, look, I haven't the time to argue. Where is my tobacco pouch anyway? And if that infernal Mukosi...
It's on the mantelpiece. It's always, dear, next to Big Ben.
Oh? Oh.
Well, how did you get that?
Yeah, Anne, I say, come here a moment.
Yes, Jeff, what is it?
Would you look at this infernal clock of yours?
Clock? What's the matter?
Well, look at it, 10 after 10. Why, I just reset it at dinner time. It's gained a full hour in 3 hours.
I'll reset.
No, let me. Oh, no, this is the end. Now the infernal thing stopped.
Well, perhaps it isn't wound.
I wound it myself an hour ago.
I'll fix it.
Well, of all the...
We understand each other, Big Ben and I.
Sheer sentimentality, an old clock.
How about your getting a little sentimental?
Oh, now, Anne, I how do you ever endure me?
Maybe it's love.
You sound like something out of an American cinema. Where is that infernal boy with the car? I 50 miles...
Hold still. Let me fix your shirt.
All right. Why does George Mapes always have to break his leg or his generating plant at this hour?
That's the question.
And why didn't that runner of his fall in the river, message and all? Now, where is that?
There's your car.
Well, you're sure you'll be all right, darling? I'll be back in a few hours.
Well, of course. Why shouldn't I be all right? I'm among friends.
Yes, quite. And there's always Mukosi. No, oh, that boy, wake up the baby. Goodbye, Anna.
Oh, goodbye, Jeff. And don't drive too fast. Oh, that man... Well, Big Ben, we've come through another crisis. You're welcome. But you know, you are getting to be a bit of a nuisance, stopping at all hours, starting up for no reason at all. Can't you behave yourself? Oh, little Ben. Now you. I'm coming. I'm coming. Now, all right, mister, what is it? Oh, it's conversation you want at this hour. Oh, no. No use. I won't pick you up. All right. All right, so I'm a weak character. Up you go. Mukosi? Mukosi, is that you? Well, I distinctly heard the door. All right, little Ben, we'd better go see. You hear the drum, little Ben? I wonder why they are drumming tonight. There's no particular celebration that I know of. Mukosi, why didn't you answer me? What?
Jambone is old.
Mommy, who let you in? Did Mukosi? Oh, no matter. It's good to see you. Won't you sit down?
Dio, Miss Holmes.
It's been weeks since I've seen you. Is everything all right? Missouri Sana?
Dio, Miss Holmes.
The baby says hello to you, Mommy. You know, little Ben, you're having a very fortunate childhood, no matter what your father thinks. Here you are, just past one, and you're already speaking to King. No comments, Simpson. Well, then, what can I do for you, Mommy? I'm sorry to have to tell you that you just missed the Buona Macubra. He left just a few moments ago.
Dio, I see Wando.
Oh, then you want to talk to me.
Dio.
Well, this is an occasion indeed. What is it, Mommy?
I have son.
What? Have son? Oh, congratulations. How wonderful. I had no idea. Is it your youngest wife?
Apana. I know of son.
Well, I don't understand. Or maybe I do. You mean you had a son, and now you have no son.
Dio. I know of son.
Yes, I know. It happened about 3 years ago, didn't it? Nwami, why the drums tonight? What's the occasion?
3 years ago, you killed my son.
I...
on that table. This table. You killed. I know.
What are you talking about? I tried to save your son's life. He was choking to death. My husband, the Buana, he and I tried to open his windpipe so the boy could breathe.
You put knife in neck.
Yes, to save. Don't you understand? He was choking. If we could have opened his windpipe in time, he would have lived. He died, but you heard yourself what the Buana doctor said when he got here the next day. The boy would have died anyway. He was brought here too late. Oh, this is very shocking to me. I'm sure it will be to the Buana. Think that all these years you thought... Why did you wait all this time to tell me? Mommy, do you understand? Why did you not tell me long, long time ago? Why did you wait?
I wait for you to have man child.
What?
I wait for man child to grow, to be just old like my son. I count day. Now is day. Toto, little Ben, just all like my man child, day for day.
What is that? Mommy, you'd better go. Yes, now. Come back when the Buana Macubra is here. He'll talk to you. Mommy, you heard me. Go. Facey, Facey.
No. My wives have only girl child. No mom child. Your knife thou my seed.
Mommy, I don't want to listen anymore. I tell you to go. Go. I've got to put the baby to bed, please. Please go now, please.
See knife, Miss Holmes.
My knife? The one... thought I'd lost it.
Same knife, same table. Now you put man child on table. Big Ben, speak. Soon be same time. All same. Two horns, Big Ben goes straight up like time long time ago. Knife go, your man child and spirit of my man child be free. To come back my seed. Put man child on table, Miss Holmes.
When you have a nightmare, you dream that you're awake. You know you're not awake. It's just a dream. You know if you could wake up, it would end. A dream, reality, I don't know. My baby's sleeping on the table. The savage is waiting, the knife. Mommy, Mommy, listen, I've got to talk to you. What I did, it was to save your boy. The doctor, Buana doctor, you know him. We'll go to him, he'll tell you. Yes, we'll go there now, we'll walk. What day is it? I think this is the day he'd be at Marlow. It's only 20 miles. We'd be there by morning. You'd hear the truth from him. You'd know. Please go with me. Mommy, why don't you answer me? Stop. Stop looking at that clock and answer me.
Soon be
time.
Two hounds, Big Ben goes straight up. Big Ben speak long. Then knife go your man-child. And spirit my man-child be free. Then I have my son back.
Well, men, tomorrow's the big day. We've been training for this for 6 months, but, well, accidents can happen. So get your papers in order and check the co-owner or beneficiary designation on your United States savings bonds. That's it, men. Get a good night's sleep. We hit the Los Angeles freeway system at 6 tomorrow morning.
Grumble, 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 grumble.
mutiny.
Yeah.
Sorry. A little bit of Stan Freeberg coming out there. Yes, yes. Yeah. Quite the interesting story. Not what you think you'd have. Big Ben is named, is what they named the clock, but it is not exactly what you might think when you just heard the word Big Ben.
No, and time is running out for her to get out of this situation for her kid's sake. So a pretty exciting tale there.
Now I know where the term "put the baby on the table" came from. You know.
Yes. Wow.
Oh my.
Dinner time. Oh no, I'm sorry. That was way out there. Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right. Behave.
Bad Dave. I go into the corner, but I'm in the round room tonight, so I can't do that.
I'm getting tired. Somebody put me in a round room, told me there's a penny in the corner. I've been busy all day.
Yeah, I'd get tired, too. Let me know when you find it.
Oh, exhausting. Yes. Tell ya.
Oh, I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
Yeah, most people get exhausted hanging out with Dale and I, yeah. It does happen.
The devil, you say.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well. But somehow we managed to get listeners and great guests, and we're going to just keep doing this as long as we can. Dean, how many?
And great co-hosts.
Wonderful co-host, Gar the Ghouls, the lovely and delightful CW.
Thank you all.
And the goat.
Oh, yeah. And the goat.
That's goat talk for thank you, yeah.
Yes.
There you are. Dope. Oh, yes. Oh, and don't forget the Howie Scream, who occasionally graces the airwaves.
I know not which you speak in this Howie Scream you mentioned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
That's just the guy we got in the basement. That's an old gag for me. Back in the days when I was playing vinyl as a DJ, when I started, it was all vinyl. But I working five nights a week for years and years, you start to know by feel where your records are. You know, I had crates and racks of like 45s and albums and things like that. And I remember one night this girl came up and said, real cute, you know, she goes, "Oh, would you play such and such song?" You know, like I'm somebody. I'm just a schmuck playing records lady. And I'm like, "What? Are you kidding me?" I says, "You've got the nerve to come up to me. You just walked into the bar and you're going to make demands on me for a particular song?" And I'm like getting more and more aggressive with her, and she's almost in tears, you know, this cute young girl, you know. In the meantime, my hands are grabbing for her song. And just when it looked like she was about to burst in tears, I put on this wicked grin and started her tune. So much fun. And she's like, oh, you.
Oh,
you.
Oh, you.
You dirty. Oh, you. That was the effect I was looking for, really.
I can understand how you went home at night after last call alone. So you know,
looking over my shoulder
that.
Is what the hell I was doing. Let me tell you.
Yep. I can dig it.
I can dig it like friend. Digger Odell. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. There you are.
Let's wrap up our wonderful story here. The wonderful and delightful Arch Obler's plays.
Ben. Yeah.
Big Ben.
And now back to Arch Obler's play, Big Ben. A child lies on a table, and the knife in the hand of the native chief waits for the clock to strike as the thoughts in the child's mother swirl in agony.
Open the door, get out into the brush, and be a chance. That's what I'll do. Get up slowly, slowly. His eyes are on the clock. Move to the table. Slowly.
Will I be able to open the door before
you? Oh, no, don't think of that. Just move. Slowly. He turned his head, looking at me.
Do not touch Toto or I kill now.
I wasn't going to. Help! Oh, somebody help me! Help me! He's going to kill my baby! Help! Please help me! Oh.
My people know. Soon I have some.
It's very funny not being in his own bed, being awake so late. Oh, darling, darling, if I could take you in my arms, hold you. When he struck, maybe the knife would... Oh, Jeff, if only you hadn't gone away. But you can't help me now, can you? I've got to do it all myself, or he'll be dead in a little while. A little while. I don't want to look and see how soon, but I've got to. Maybe if I know... I'll be so afraid, I won't be afraid anymore. My head won't be full of little pinwheels. I'll think. I'll find a way. I will look at Big Ben. Oh, dear God. There's only 10 minutes left. I can't sit here and let it happen. I've got to do something. Anything. Throw myself over the baby. Let the knife... He'll kill me and then he'll kill little Ben. But even if I die, I can't let anything happen to my baby. If I had something in my hands to use, something... The clock. Jeff, that little gun you gave me once, long ago. I was afraid of it. I put it there. I lied to you when you asked me where I kept it. Told you it was someplace where I could get it easily. Then I hid it and forgot it. It's in the clock, in Big Ben. I've got to get it now. I've got to. 7 minutes left. I have to move quickly.
Mommy, listen. Can I go to the clock? Can I go around the table to Big Ben?
Go, Big Ben?
Yes, please.
Harpana, I kill.
No, listen. I don't want to touch the baby. Not little Ben. Big Ben, the clock. No, I don't mean the mantle where the clock is sitting. The Bible. Yes, see the Bible? It's up there. I want to get my Bible. Please. Please let me. You went to the missionary school, you understand. I want to read the Bible now, Mommy. Let me. Now.
Big Ben Hans. soon be up.
The Bible! Let me get the Bible!
Dio.
Oh, thank you.
About it.
No! Stop me, you said!
Look! Big Ben!
No! It is midnight yet. You can't kill you. You said not until midnight. Oh, you can't. You can't. You can't.
Big Ben, stop.
Stop. Stop.
Big Ben, stop.
Yes. And it isn't midnight. It isn't midnight.
Big Ben, stop.
Yes. And now I'm going to the mantle and get my Bible. And you won't stop me. You won't. Dear God, I suddenly remembered something. I can't go there and get the gun. I can't. If I touch the clock, it might start again. If it starts in 3 minutes, it'll be midnight and he'll... I can't go get the gun.
Big Ben, start soon again. I know.
No, it won't. It won't.
Big Ben, start talk soon.
No, it stopped. It stopped for good. You can't kill my baby. Big Ben won't let you.
How you know this? Tell me how you know this.
Because the God in Big Ben is angry at you, yes. What do you think makes him tick? The God inside of him. There's a God inside of everything, you know that. You believe that. And there's a God in Big Ben. And he'll never talk again because he's angry at you. So go. Go quickly before the God in Big Ben kills you. Go.
Apana. I make God speak kill word.
No! Oh, no, don't touch Big Ben. Don't! The fire will run from him through you. Bring you where you stand. Don't touch him!
Oh, and down, Gishu naun gujit. Neriel mashayun gujit amaninje nindayam.
What is he? He's praying to the clock. Oh, dear God, don't let him get closer to it. Don't let him touch it. If he does, it'll start again. Don't let him touch it. Jeff, where are you? Why don't you come home? If you'd only come now. No. You'd open the door and the sound would start Big Ben again and the knife. Oh, no, don't come home, Jeffrey. Don't come home. It's Ben. At the edge of the table, he falls. The sound. Oh, little Ben, don't move. Don't move. Oh, please don't move. He stopped praying. He's turning toward me.
Bible.
What? What did you say?
Bible, take.
Take the Bible? Why? Why the Bible?
Missionaries say Bible has word of God. Take Bible. Make your word to God, Big Ben.
Oh, no.
Take Bible.
I can't.
I take it.
No, I will. I will. Let me.
Pacey, get quick.
Oh, I can't move any faster. My legs. Oh, Jeffrey, I'm moving toward it. And when I touch the shelf, the clock will start and he... The gun inside the clock. If I open the clock, will I be able to get the gun before he...
Take Bible. Make pray.
No. First, I must kiss the God like this.
Why, you! Big Ben, talk. Make big talk. Now I kill.
No! All right, little Ben. It's all right.
This is Arch Obler again.
In answer to inquiries, might I repeat that some of my plays have been recorded by Capitol in a recording titled Drop Dead. Now I'd like to thank the players in tonight's play, Virginia Gregg, Charles Lampkin, and Ben Wright. You know, long before excursions into outer space became a matter of international intrigue, I wrote a play called Rocket to Manhattan. I'll tell you more about it after a short message from your announcer.
This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me.
Shaker Village and Storyland at Glen. Streets walked by Daniel Webster and Robert Frost. The Concord Coach and North Conway's Cranmore Ski-Mobile. In no other state, perhaps, are the old and the new so compatibly combined as in the Granite State, New Hampshire. The taciturn Yankee farmer is still there, of course, but he's more apt to be smoking imported cigarettes than chewing the proverbial piece of straw. And the farmer's son has forsaken the Cracker Barrel down at the corners for Dartmouth and an occasional holiday abroad. This modernization, though, is built on an old and revered foundation, a foundation laid by men like John Paul Jones, who sailed his ship Ranger from Badger's Island, a foundation laid by industry, boots and shoes and textiles, a foundation as solid as the granite beneath its soil, built on as firm a base as patriotism, democracy, and free enterprise. New Hampshire today continues to modernize itself and to live free or die.
Obler again, about the play Rocket from Manhattan. There have been all sorts of space stories since I wrote my play over 20 years ago, but I want you to hear it because I think it's even more timely and exciting than the day I took it out of my typewriter. So meet me here next time for Rocket from Manhattan.
Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the unusual. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Grinding a frog? Oh, that poor froggy. Hey, there's Gar the Ghoul in our chat. Welcome, Gar. Hope you're feeling a little better, buddy. Hope your frog is getting grounded.
Please.
Frog grinding doesn't set well with me. I love little creatures.
But,
they taste good.
Yeah, I'll tell you one more quick note about Arch Obler plays. In 2020, the Library of Congress included the November 18th, 1939 episode of Bathysphere among its inductees to the National Recording Registry for Cultural, Historical, and aesthetic importance to the nation's recorded sound heritage. And guess what? We haven't aired that episode yet, Dale, so, time to theme up. Time to theme up.
There we go. Dave, you're a wizard.
You are indeed. Absolutely.
The life of Wizard Dane Dave. We hear he is.
Help, Mr. Wizard. I don't want to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. Help, Mr. Wizard.
Oh, gee, don't want to be a Dallas Cowboy. What the?
Well, you remember the Mr. Wizard? Don't you remember the cartoon Mr. Wizard? He used to send that poor turtle back to every kind of time and place.
Well, yes, I remember that, but I don't remember the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader episode.
Well, that was an updated version, yes.
Sounds like the Ren and Stimpy version, yeah.
Help, Mr. Wizard!
That was an episode I missed.
Yeah.
I think the FCC kind of censored that one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see Ren and Stimpy doing that, but not, no.
Yep, I can see that too. So, where are we at? Oh, let me hit my little button here. See where we're... Oh, I was at a different place. Okay, now I get back to this place.
Stimpy, you idiot.
Yeah. Woo, got lots of time left there, Dale.
Have a that
little
we
bit
do.
Of fun tonight, yeah.
Yep, and oh gosh, what do we got here? We got wheel, we got music, whatever. Which way do we want to go with this?
Oh, I think wheel, spin the wheel.
Well, I think you should go up and spin that wheel then, CW.
Yeah, you got the energy, you spin it.
All right, here I come, around the corner, up the stairs, jumping over the rooftops, and here we are, spin to win, and spinning.
Around, around she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows.
Miss Judy Canova.
Courting me for quite a spell, mid simple life of country folk. Now when he told me that he wanted to go away, my little heart hit almost through. I said, you know it's true, I love you best of all, so honey, don't you go away. Now just as he went to go, it grieved my heart, and so these words he heard me say.
Darn, that's pretty.
Some of these days you're gonna miss me, honey. Oh, some of these days you're gonna feel so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, you'll miss my kissing, you'll miss me, honey. When you
Canova,
yeah.
Wow.
Almost makes you want to have a yodel fest.
I know.
Oh, there he is. The Martians. The Martians are attacking, and they're running
safe.
Away.
Yeah. Their heads are blowing
safe.
Up.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? Well, I got the pickle. There we go.
Eeny, meeny, chili beanie. The spirits are about to speak.
The spirits are about to speak.
It has nothing to do with any of the other sound bites, but it was fun to play.
Help, help, Mr. Wizard.
Usually gives Gar a giggle.
Hello, Gar out there. Hello, Gar.
Yeah, he's running something from the vault at 8 o'clock right after we're done here in, what, maybe about 5 minutes and 4 seconds. And we'll be back next weekend, won't we? Sure we will.
Yes, we will. What's going on, Dairy House, next week, Dale?
I only have eyes on you. Ooh. Yeah, the eyes haven't. We're still looking at you, kids. With Philip Morris Playhouse, right. Theater 5, and Hall of Fantasy on Friday. And the return of CBS Radio Mystery Theater on Saturday the 12th.
Yummy.
Another pair of eyes on a story called The Eye of Death.
Yeah, and then in the Philip Morris Playhouse, we have none other than the great Peter Lorre going to be with us that night. So everybody tune in for Peter Lorre. Yes. You can't just say Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre, yes. Yes, the night of a thousand eyes is the title.
Eyes. Like, oh, yes.
Who is that? Probably right now that sings that. Night is a thousand eyes. You know, wouldn't it be great to hear Peter Lorre singing that? Wouldn't it be great to hear Peter Lorre sing this?
Oh, no, not another project.
Oh, no.
Another Eerie House 4, come on.
I think I have laryngitis coming on. Laryngitis.
It's rather fun stuff. I think it's rather fun stuff. Uh-oh.
It's almost that time.
It was the night before Christmas in the hall to the castle.
My monsters were having a Yuletide hassle.
The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things.
Like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was the monster's holiday.
They were up to no good.
It was the monster's holiday.
Didn't act like good monsters, sure.
It was the monster's holiday.
They found themselves a new play.
It was the monster's holiday.
They planned to rob Santa's sleigh.
They were making a list and checking it twice.
Pegatine wanted a shiny new trike.
A new chain for Yanish. A brace for Igor's back.
A speed shaver for Wolfman. A new cape for Drek.
They were up to no good.
It was the monster's holiday.
Didn't act like good monsters, sure.
It was the
They found themselves a new play.
It was the monster's holiday.
They planned to rob Santa's sleigh.
The mummy was to signal from the castle roof.
Very first sound of reindeer hoofs.
As Santa slid down the chimney wall.
The zombies were to make off with sleigh and all.
Yes. We don't have time for the entire thing, but we thought we'd prep you for the holidays. Since it's a little safer since Halloween is finally, well, not finally, but Halloween is over.
I never thought I'd hear you say finally with Halloween.
Yeah, no. I meant only in terms of bringing out the Christmas stuff, okay? We'll play the whole thing as we get closer to the actual holiday.
Yes.
This is merely a 300-day-plus respite between Halloween and the next Halloween.
That's right.
That's all I consider all those other holidays.
It's always Halloween. Every day is Halloween.
Every day is Halloween.
Maybe that's why everybody keeps asking me to take my mask off, you know?
No. No, don't.
I tell them this is as good as it gets. This is as good as it gets, buddy.
That's right. It's about to get real good in 1 minute. You can get on over them Twitches and check out Gar's recorded show. We'll be back Friday, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Want to thank Fogsbane and good old Bob for joining us in the chat. Regular listeners like Jennifer and Chris and all you fun folks. I don't even know that are out there. Thank you so much for joining us.
What do you got, a magic mirror there from Romper Room?
Yep, sights sure do.
Castle lights are growing dim. There's no one left but me and him.
And her.
When
her.
Next we
her.
Meet in Watch Frankenstone, don't come alone.
And I see Jimmy and Dan.
Can you dig it?
I can dig it. I can dig it.
Cool, but I don't man, see, cute. But I don't see Evan.
Ooh.
Ow!
Ooh.
And the door slams.
Ooh.
On that happy note, I was just thinking, and I meant to bring it up while we were live. How many? Maybe you don't know offhand, but I wonder how many radio programs we have played now, like full radio programs.
You
it's
know what?
Be...
I was just adding that up. I just was adding that up. From
funny.
The inception of Erie House Radio, when we started playing on radio programs,
right.
we have played a total of 1,354 old radio programs.
Different
and
radio 700, programs.
And 721 different clips. And that doesn't include, I don't actually have the list of the songs that you played for the Halloween this year. So,
oh,
well,
I will,
that
send, that. I will
you.
Send that. I will send that to you. I'll send you a copy of the thing I made up.
This year alone, we're looking at 193 shows and 70 clips. And again, that's without all the songs, which I would
all
like
since,
to include. So,
all since January 2017.
So, yes.
Yep.
That's
incredible.
1,354 is from January. Yeah, so we've done gone through a couple of here and there.
Yep.
So
and
that
I,
was...
And I keep...
Hey, Dave, that was 1,000, how many?
1,354.
1,354, wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And catch this.
We're going to hit 200 a little earlier than usual, Dale, because we usually hit it right around the middle of December. We're going to get it well before that this year.
Yeah. So here's another weird thing that, and I meant to bring this up. We certainly will next weekend, but we got a guest coming in the 19th, which is the author that we mentioned earlier in the while we were chatting before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
The day before that is a Friday, so we're not going to theme up this
mm-hmm.
weekend because that Friday happens to be show number
666.
Yes. Devil show. Oh, man. You know what? It would be great if we could get Ormsby back. Remember when he did Satan for us?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
well,
Ormsby host?
He knows you better than he knows me, so you have to reach out to him.
I might. That would be just so much fun. Oh, my God. That would be so much fun. He was a friendly Satan. Sort of.
Yeah.
So that show's going to be on the 19th, 666?
No, that'll be show
the,
on the 18th. Friday the 18th. Is show
oh,
18th.
The 19th will be the guest, and then we have our problems with Houston the next weekend, including on Saturday, Houston, Do You Read? The radio play novella by James Triptee Jr. there on the 26th.
Yep, got that keyed in on the agenda.
Sweet.
Super duper. Yeah, 666.
Yeah. And we keep finding these interesting shows. We have some weeks where the shows are okay, but you know, I think tonight's show, the Arch Oboe play was pretty dramatic. And
yeah,
and
Riley's always good. Riley's
always
good.
Yeah, but then to realize shows like. I wonder how many shows like Bathysphere and other shows that are like rated top 100 shows in radio we haven't even gotten to yet, but we will.
Yeah,
we will.
Mm. We will. We got to. Well, Dave is knowledgeable about this stuff to the point where we could probably go the distance we've gone yet without repeating shows if we wanted to. At some point, we'll have to.
Yeah.
At some point, we'll have to.
And occasionally, we do. Repeat a show, but not the same show. It's a
same story, different rendition, a different program,
things like that. Like when we did Zero Hour, the first one we did was from X Minus One. The second one we did was from Suspense. So
yep.
we did do it, and it does read differently on different times.
Uh huh.
The it's like I found two different versions of Mars Is Heaven from Ray Bradbury. On two different programs. So, you know,
and the Ray Bradbury Theater version of Zero Hour is, of course, it's more modernized and it's different too, a little bit in structure.
Yeah.
As is the Veldt.
Yes. Yeah. And we've never played the Veldt either. So I'll have to think that one up somewhere.
That's a good call.
We have not played the Veldt. It is. And both Dimension X and X Minus One have a very good version of it.
Maybe we'll have another Bradbury tribute or something. We could slip that one in there.
We certainly have enough for that.
No.
That's right. So, yeah.
Gentlemen, with that, I must be away because time is wasting. It's been a timely experience, but the clock in the corner is ticking away. I can do this all night, you know, this time business. But
keep rolling. We got time.
We got time.
Time.
Time won't let me. I'm afraid time won't let me. But I'm late.
Great.
I'm late. Of course. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late. And I'm putting my, there's the white rabbit saying, goodness gracious me, where's the time? Time is me. Well, time. Oh, that's interesting, too. You should, for next time, if you want to do anything for time, spring ahead, you can do something with Alice in Wonderland with the little rabbit who goes around saying, goodness me, look at the time.
Yeah, actually it might be. I think Favorite Story has.
Oops.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's the time of the season for love.
Wow. You got me started.
Yeah.
You know, there were times.
I didn't realize how many songs.
Shame on you, CW. Shame on
you. Yeah.
When the bars
were getting ready to close, you wouldn't believe. It was so much fun. Like, and again, this was using all vinyl. I would do cuts like that live. Like, I would get these blast of requests, and it's like, you'll never get all these in. I'm like, oh, yeah? Watch this. And I would slip mix these songs, you know, to jump like that from tune to tune. And at times, some people didn't like it, but at times people really liked it because it's like, yeah, you got our stuff in it. At least you got a piece of it, you know.
Yeah.
Fiend up like that.
The good old dual turntable was very helpful.
Yeah, but you know what I mean?
That song of time for you to go back to the places you will come from or something like
that
song.
A lot of people use that as their closeout song, their signature song.
Yeah.
The song that
they never got around to playing in the War of the Worlds, Technicolor, you know, good night, ladies, it's time for you to go.
There you go. Another classic closeout tune.
Yeah.
Some of the DJs would use New York, New York by Frank Sinatra.
Little Frankie Baby.
Yep.
What's funny is I listened to another Arch Obler play, and he was kind of previewing the next week's show, and the next week's show that he wrote was The Day Sinatra Got Fat. That's what he wrote. That was one of the That's one of the Arch Obler. What's one of the Arch Obler plays? Is the day Sinatra got fat.
So, yeah, he was known for being extremely thin. I remember them spoofing that a lot in the Warner Brothers cartoons.
Oh yeah, he turned and he'd, like you wouldn't see him, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. There's some old video when he was, you know, the Bobby Soxers were going berserk for him. Way before you had the boy bands, you know. Well, he was a boy then, and he was just he was as thin as the South Korean boy bands are, if not more so. I mean,
he was almost Elvis level. My mother, my adoptive mother, was a Bobby Soxer, and she showed me pictures she had clipped from the Cleveland Press way back in the 40s of these Bobby Soxers, these girls in like poodle type skirts and the Bobby Sox, you know, with the shoes, whatever, you know what I mean? What do they call them? Oxfords, I think. I don't know. The black and white shoes.
Yeah, the saddle shoes.
Saddle shoes. That's right.
Yes.
Wait in line, a billion of them waiting to get in to see him perform.
Yeah.
And it was very Elvis-like in the frenzy, you know?
Yeah. Well, before even Frankie, there was
Frankie.
Rudy Valli. You know, Frankie, Mr. Rudy Valli, with his megaphone. He's singing, "I'm just a vagabond lover," and the ladies would swoon. Oh, Rudy.
Yeah, I miss swooning. Those were the days.
Ah, yes, I
made a man feel like a man.
Yeah, I do swoon. See, oh, a new Alienware laptop computer with 5 terabytes of space. Oh,
there you go.
Wow,
that'll do it every time. Mm-hmm. Now you know, guys.
Every time.
According to Modern Woman. Load up on
yes, the Modern Woman. You really want to impress her. Get me an Alienware.
There you go.
But, gentlemen, I must be away.
Yeah, let's get the old schnozzola out here. What do you think?
Yep.
Mr. Durante, it is the clock on the wall says it is time for you to tickle the ivories on your stage.
Good night. It's time to say good night.
Good night.
Hey, that goes off key tonight.
What's more
to
say but good night?
We've had a few laughs, and it's time for
toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Toodaloo. Toodaloo.
And Inca Dinka Doo.
And yo, lady.
Good night.
Fiddly day.
Good night, folks. And good night, Mrs. Calabash.
Calabash. Wherever you are.
A-cha-cha.
Now that wasn't so bad, was it?
It was disgusting.